The East Coast by Malcolm Olson. When my parents were still going to college at the UW, my grandparents were living in Alaska. During the summer, my parents would fly up to Alaska to work, because, as they've said, there was more money to be made there. But my parents were still college students and had no money and no real place to stay except for with my grandparents, so that's what they did. Now, my grandparents live in Massachusetts, and my parents have long been out of college, but once every other year or so, my parents, my brother, and I fly to the East Coast to see them and all my aunts, uncles, and cousins. We stay at my grandparents' house, located in the middle of a very quiet, very small, very humid town. The type of small and quiet that is, to us city folk, a little disheartening. I often find myself missing the lull of highways and airplanes, but it's a short drive from my other relatives' houses, and it's big enough for my whole family to stay in. We usually spend the days visiting other relatives' homes or visiting Massachusetts-y places, while the evening is reserved for large dinners and reminiscing. When we don't go out for dinner, all 20-some of us crowd around my grandparents' dining room table, talking and eating for hours. My mother says that her favorite part of these trips is that there is always a lot of laughing, and a sense of comfort that can only be present with people you have known for a long time. When I was younger, the plane ride seemed so excruciating that I hardly saw any reason to go at all. But as I got older, I began to realize that the important part of the trip is not the wedding or holiday, but simply the opportunity to stay connected.